Join us for a journey into the heart of South Sudanese culture with Chai Talk on the Community Conversation Show. Do you enjoy a cup of tea? In South Sudan, it is more than a beverage. It is a tradition. From the blasted streets of Juba to the remotest part of the country, Junubin people from all walks of life sit at tea verandas to sip their tea. This is where stories are shared and friendships are formed. On Chai Talk, we delve deep into the rich heritage of our love for tea alongside many other topics that shape our lives. Tune in as we bring you live discussions and exchange views on our love for tea and other topics. Chai Talk, bringing our rich traditions to life, one cup at a time.
Yes, one cup at a time. A very good evening to all of you listening to 101 Radio Mirwaya. And yes, welcome to this another edition of the Chai Talk of the Community Conversations, Wanasa Tamutama. And of course, your trusted platform for discussing real issues that are affecting our communities. I am Moyo Jacob Felix.
And I am Viola Elias. Today is Friday, July 10, 2026, and as South Sudan joins the rest of the world in commemorating World Population Day, we focus on an issue that directly affects the future of our country, and that is the school dropout and its impact on South Sudan future. The World Population Day reminds us that a country's greatest resources is its people. South Sudan has one of the youngest population in the world, with millions of children and young people who represent the country's future workforce, leaders, innovators, teachers, doctors, and entrepreneurs. But what happens when many of these young people leave a school before completing their education? And this is a question that every South Sudanese is asking. Across Juba and other parts of South Sudan, many children are dropping out of schools and ending up in marketplaces, bus parks, workshops, and on the streets of Juba trying to support themselves and their families. Some leave schools because of poverty. Others are affected by displacement, insecurity, child labor, early marriage as well, teenage pregnancy, or lack of access to quality education.
Yeah, and so this year's World Population Day reminds us that investing in people, especially young people or the youth, is essential for sustainable development. So when children remain in school, they gain knowledge, they gain skills, they gain confidence and opportunities to contribute positively to their communities and the nation. But when children drop out, the consequences extend beyond the individual child. Families lose opportunities, the communities as well lose potential, and the country actually risks losing a generation of productive citizens. Now, as South Sudan works towards peace, economic growth, and development, one important question remains. Can South Sudan achieve its full potential if thousands of its children remain out of school? Very, very, very important question. Well, tonight, on this edition of the Community Conversations, we explore why children are dropping out of school, what can be done to keep them learning, and why education is not only a family concern, but a national development priority. Well, to help us unpack this discussion, we are actually glad to be joined by an official. Yes, joining us is actually a teacher, Ostas Emmanuel Lado. And I want to say, Ostas, good evening and welcome to the Community Conversations.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome, Radio Mirai.
All right, thank you. We are so glad to have you in the studio with us, Emmanuel Ladu. Let us just go straight away to our discussion this evening. We are talking about the issues of school dropout and what impact it has on the future of South Sudan. From your experience as a teacher, you have been teaching for a very long time. What are some of the most common reasons learners leave schools?
Yeah, thank you very much, Viola, and the co-host for hosting me, Radio Maria. I think it is a very crucial moment that today we are discussing issues which are impacting our society and our community at large. Mm. When we talk about impact of dropout of students from schools, at first let us look at what dropout means. When we talk about dropout, we are referring to pupils or students who have withdrawn for any reason from the school. without completing a grade in a year. Mm-hmm. And this normally happens due to many factors. Generally, if we look at some of the factors where we are experiencing in school, we have problem with families that is related to extreme poverty, where it forces children into labor. And with this one, due to economic hardship, many children drop out to work in family business to generate immediate income to help their household to survive. This one also helps to see that our children, some of them have problems in order to assist in feeding and hunger-related issues. This is one of the factors. Also, if we look at gender disparity, this is another factor. Here, when I talk of gender disparity, we mean things to do with cultural practices such as early child marriage. This one has a direct influence normally because it has high impact to female learners. Where in my school, even I have a direct testimony on that. A child was requested to attend a marriage of an elder sister. She ended up without coming back to school. After 2 years, we realized that the same child who was taken from the school is already married. And this one has led to what? Drop out of a girl child in early.
A very direct impact.
Yes. And this one has direct impact indeed. And other things within the school itself, you can witness that also there are some reasons like long home to school distances where some
Mashawir bait.
Some children cannot afford to pay for transport fare.
This one is jamin gurei la de fi fikator.
Gurei, we have Jebel Lemun, we have Kofuri. And some of them, these are children, if you look at them, they really have that tendency. They like the school, but family cannot afford to make them come to school. And this is not the only thing. If you look at also lack of enough scholastic materials. Currently in South Sudan, if you look at the
schools,
the lower classes that we have 16 subjects. Some of the parents cannot afford to buy 16
books,
books to their children. So the children ended up just looking at what other children are doing. They have, so they feel like now, instead of attending lessons, I don't have exercise book, it is better for me to remain.
To really get them warm.
At home, yeah. And apart from that, also, we have some economic status of families where they cannot afford to pay school fees. If you look at our schools in South Sudan, they are categorized into three. We have the government schools, where the government has indeed given us a green light that each and every student is supposed to be enrolled. But
free.
Enrolling a children for free education does not mean that they should not pay something that is what we call PTA, fair, to cater for the needs in the school, because supply of materials in the school is even lacking. It is inadequate from the government side. We have private schools which are owned by individuals where they are looking at how to earn income out of it. And then where I work, we have what is termed to be faith-based schools, where church become partners in helping the government to assist in learning of the children. Here, this one, we have realized that some of the parents, they are unable to pay the school fees for their children. We have social pressures, like friends, other friends leaving schools and starting small businesses. These ones also induce some other children who are remaining in the school. Instead of focusing on their education, they begin to hear about a small business getting tokens of money.
They disappear. Money is attracting them already.
Attracting them. This issue of betting, these days, things to do with betting, especially boys. Boys are leaving the schools. Currently, with the help of the GES program of education, we have seen that in most of the schools, enrollment of girls are more than the number
of
boys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because boys now, they see like they have been neglected somewhere. So instead of attending classes, they shift somewhere.
So we'll be talking about boy child education.
That
so,
is
so
another
soon.
Factor. Yeah. Family factors also. Like absence of parents, pregnancy, as I mentioned, fights and quarrels within home make some children to leave schools. We have academic difficulties and struggles. Children need to be helped by both parents and the teachers. Education is a two-way approach. It is not only what you leave for the teachers to do. What about at home? If parents are not helping their children, now that one doesn't motivate them to come to school. So you'll find that they look at school as if it is something which is a waste. Instead of attending, knowing their future, they are not motivated, so they drop out from the school. We have also poor method of teaching and evaluation. This one focuses on our side, the teachers. Sometimes knowing problem of a child, you have to understand the psychology of education, where you bring the child closer to you you will understand some other issues. You help them.
Because some teachers are very rude.
This one is there. There are teachers who are rude. Because it depends on the student understanding. Not all pupils or students are at the same level.
Yeah.
We have different categories of rating.
Second class learners and third class.
Now, rating them, it depends on the teachers. Now, some private schools and faith-based schools where teachers are strict with learning, you'll find that children are able to cope up. But with our hardship in the country where teachers are not paid, especially the government, what do I do? I just come there, I teach, or if I don't teach, how will you begin to ask me? I'll say that I did not receive my salaries. So how will you focus on such child with a need of understanding? These are some of the causes. Corporal punishment, I ended with it, corporal punishment. You know, the government said that we have to stop corporal punishment, but we'll find in some of our schools it is still there. And this one also distracts a student from a school. Sometimes they fear, they look at it as if it is a harsh kind of punishment. Moreover, most of us, we went to schools, we attend, the corporal punishment was there. But what is important is you have to stick to why you are in a school. That is learning, of course.
All right. Thank you so much, Lado. Let me draw back a little bit to forced and early marriages you mentioned so far. Which one happens here? A child drops to go into marriage, or the marriage happens, that's why the child is dropped?
That is forceful marriage. It is not because of the child interest. It is the parents has a greater role in there. Because they requested that child. The child is actually having that urge to attend class, but she was requested to go and attend marriage.
A wedding of her sister.
Now it ended up, that is how we were told, that she was going to attend the wedding of the sister.
She was not actually told that she was going to get married.
She was going to get married. But she ended up there, being married. So instead of the sister, it was her. They proposed for her. You know, in our cultural practices,
they lied to her.
I believed. Because after 2 years, she came back to the school already having a kid. So that was us. Now I have a family. The other one is the lady was living with a single mother. Family cannot afford to pay for the school fees. And I think the mother, she's the eldest daughter. Now the mother decides. That is what we call selling. It is not a marriage. The mother decides to bring two people to compete for the daughter such that she can change the family status. But the daughter resisted. She came to school, and I am really happy. We tried last time through the Minister of Gender, Central Equatorial State. We approached the family, and we opened a case again. The girl currently is a graduate of Catholic University. And she's now helping the mother who wanted to destroy her.
Those are really very nice stories to hear once, you know, after someone comes up with a problem like that, and at the end, solution is found. Yeah. At what point do you notice in school that, you know, this particular learner is at a risk of dropping out of school?
Normally in schools, we notice such incidents happen.
Are there indicators?
Yeah. We realize that children are arriving late at school, or sometimes they absent themselves from the school without clear reason. This one shows that there is a problem either within the school or there is a problem
in the family.
In the family. Normally, we have contacts of the families. We communicate to the family, but you realize somewhere that families, sometimes they don't pay much attention on what you people are doing. Now it's like the burden is for the teachers, looking, why is the child not coming to school? So absenteeism, from frequent absenteeism without clear reason, causes a dropout. Immediately we realize that this child is not going to continue. Two, low effort in class, in school at large. You'll find that the attention of a child or a student in a class is really far from what the teacher is doing. Whenever you talk to that child, either he listens or she listens to you, or sometimes the attention is drawn somewhere. Here you have to play with the psychology of a child always. This is what we do in the school. Because sometimes it realizes to the issue I told about the family background, the poverty issues. Sometimes children coming to school, those ones we are able to approach and they are strong enough, they are telling us that 2 days I never ate. So how can such a child really in the class pay attention to what you are doing? It feels like what you are talking is just something nonsense. The stomach is empty. I'm supposed to receive something within my stomach. So this is one of the issues. Also, we have indiscipline cases. It's becoming rampant in most of our schools currently. These indiscipline cases start from home. That is why we say that there is...
What do you mean by indiscipline cases?
Children which are not well guided at home. You see, when they come from home, where they stay, they feel like teachers in the school, they are not my parents. So what the teachers tell them always, they don't follow. So such cases, when they are recurring, even if they are caning in the school or they are sent home, they liked it. That is why even sending children home, we don't like it in the school, because when you send them, it's like a praise. They are going for paradise.
Mm.
So what do you expect?
This is something that they really want.
They want to go out.
Lado, as a teacher and as a citizen of this country, does the dropout really, is it really a concern to the nation now? Is it a concern
that
children are dropping out?
Indeed. If you move currently along the streets of Juba, you realize from ages 10, 12, 14 ages, they are still on the street. What are they doing? Moreover, the government has already decided that each and every child is
must be
in his school. But are we really following? You check from on the streets of Juba, you'll find that most of the children at a younger ages, they are already on the streets. If you begin to count them, you will realize that that's a generation by itself. So this thing is happening. It needs really a concern that both of us, communities, government, and parents, they have to play a fundamental role. Sensitization must be there, starting from home. You should know the importance of education. We are already in the world of globalization. We are thinking that parents, they know the role of why they are bringing in their children. So those children, so that tomorrow they will take good care of their family, they must go to the school. Leaving them at home, it creates a lot of problems. And then you hear these issues of Toronto's currently in Juba. Where do you think these Torontos coming from? They are coming from our homes. They are our relatives. These are our children. If we have not guided them, we did not tell them about the importance of how to live in a society, it becomes difficult. They ended up, they look at his school as if it is something which is not useful.
Right. Now, this issue, it's a concern. How is the future of South Sudan going to look like with this current issue that we have at hand?
Yeah, we are 15 years old as a nation now. Mm. Let us say in the next 15 years, if these issues are remain unaddressed, if they continue to be there, what will South Sudan look like?
We are going to have a lost generation indeed. We are yearning for a country where development is our priority. And for development to take place, always we say that education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. If you remember what Nelson Mandela has said, that is not out of the blue, because ignorance cannot take us somewhere. When we are learned, we'll be able to know that the difference between ignorance and learning. Sometimes people say that to attain education is a problem, but you try the two. Ignorance, it is more expensive than someone who has gone to school. 15 years currently being in South Sudan, we still talk of being a young nation. But is it really 15 years? These are ages of individuals.
This is a teenager.
But there are some people who have been born in this country before the independence. Where are we currently? We are supposed to be heading somewhere. We are supposed to be competing somewhere. We are supposed to be bringing generations to compete with other countries. But if we did not pay much attention on the education system of our young ones, then those of us who claim to have gone to a school before, you will find that we have realized, we have created a gap between our children and some of us who went to school earlier. It may end with us. So somewhere there, when we are still going to come up to take them to school, that is when we realize that we have already lost a gap of generation. It needs effort. Government has to come in. Communities has to come in. And then we have to improve our educational system.
All right. Thank you so much, Ustaz Emmanuel Ladu. Now, as a teacher, as a school at large, what are some of the support mechanisms are there available, you know, at hand to help these learners, you know, to remain in school?
Yeah. For us as teachers in the school, we always sensitize them. We always do counseling to such children, those who are dropping out. Sometimes we are going, as we are sending their colleagues, call them to come to school. We know there are issues of payment of school fees. They are unable to pay, but we have to talk to the parents. The little they get, let them do it because it is supporting the school. So here, we are urging the government to support financially struggling children in the schools. Those who are unable to pay their school fees, they should be supported. Some, which are related to poverty issues, hunger, government have to provide food. And this one, of course, need partnership with some of the NGOs. We have the Global Education Partners, UNICEF. They have to come in to support our government with feeding programs. provide scholastic materials. I've already mentioned some of the children, they cannot afford to buy exercise books. So provision of such materials and force children to go to school because they have full package of what is required of them. Also, we have to invite mentors and role models, people whom we have seen that they are already successful in their lives. Children, normally, they follow role models. Like if you look at the current players we have in this World Cup here. Young children, I want to be like Messi. I want to be like this player. I want to be like that player. Such people, once they are invited in the school and they say that this football I am currently playing, if not because of education, I would have not reached here. We have mentors here in South Sudan. We have people who are role models. This one, they should be invited in school to create awareness. This one will create an image of likeness among our children in order to improve. School alumni. In each and every school, of course, there are some schools we have in South Sudan. When you talk of Rumbek Secondary School, you talk of Loka Secondary School, you talk of this Juba Commercial Secondary School, come to this Komboni Secondary School, Jubade. And many. These schools have graduated people decades back. These people who are now currently ministers in the government, they have been in this school. Why don't you go back to your school? To sensitize, to tell them that now, but being a minister, I did not come out of a blue. I was sitting in the same bench where you were before. What do you think a child can say? That, okay, this means that it is through education. It, if it happens here, tomorrow I will become one of the best ministers in the world. In the country, do you do that? You said only learning. And it is education. That's how you can do sensitizing to, in order to support them. Influencing allied groups and opinion leaders to help enforce through giving grants to the school and even supporting those who doesn't have. These are some of the ideas I believe can help us improve in the society.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Let's keep it there for now. And we will have to give the next space now to our listeners, our callers, to be able to join us on this conversation. And that's, of course, through our studio line, 091-0678-79, 1206-879-29, 1206-8101. That's how you can be able to join us on this edition of the show and become part of the Child Talk of the Community Conversations 101 Radio Mirwaya, or 0912-177-141 for your text messages. Radio Mirwaya. William Raya.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Aywa, Mr. Emmanuel Peace Boy from Ezo County.
Yes, Peace Boy from Ezo County in Western Equatorial State. Welcome to Radio Mirwaya's Child Talk of the Community Conversations.
Yeah, one cup at the
one cup at a time. One cup at a time.
Yeah. Indeed. I just have only one question.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about girls and the boys, because now you can see girls are paid at school. You know, they get money. They used to receive those who are from before to primary age. They used to receive their guest money. But for us, the boys, we have a big problem. My brother, some boys are staying at home alone, because when now you are living alone at home, it is difficult for you to pay school fee if you cannot be strong. This is what I'm seeing now has a big challenge facing boys. Now, my question is, what can the government do in order to help these children who don't know how to pay their school fee? What kind of awareness government is going to conduct for the parents, even the PTA, so that they can help their children to go to school?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Peace Boy from Ezo in Western Equatorial State. Miraya.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening to you, my Jack, and the daughter of Elias.
Ya Zola Lodru. Misah al khair. Independence Day celebration de wodurita mara wahid.
La la bas ana qult samagal moy jakob jablek min melekanda san ma.
Ustaz. Welcome.
Ustaz Peter Scobas.
Thank you. Let us go to our topic.
Yes.
Ana gonna tkellem shwaya. After that I will have more, maybe one or two questions.
Go ahead, please.
According to your question, my Jacob, Guta after more 15 years to our country to become 30 years, what will happen? Under Nugula Haja Wahid, Nihin al Mustafa Bitatna Bitatalim al Mashifide, Mabo Dina Bukura Bukinagirena Jirkitalim, Ille Manhu aesthetic. Zaman has a Santel Gotalim al Quest, Ille Bejab al Quest, would different matters and fear teachers' quest with a Bitatna Quest. Lakini certain finance situation bidat agma kuwez ita atadiu iyala fi madarsa alma yao uma haqdira algo taalim wazit albizit tin balla fi ita dea maya joko more than 90% bita children au bita student girls in school hum jahanin ya shatallah wa adin zaata shayi maka tafi kasmo aleka la jena zere girwa zere hu hamil shiri fi madarsa. Ma mukta kuli kistakal miten jeres bita futur budugu miten asunaji jeres miten. Mana hisa bita sabade gira zero. Lakin yani hisa sal bita ja after breakfast de mukina jere kush firas lan uja fi bet akallo haja. Ana kan bugula ki yal mina saba kili leigulum haja besit. Itari wamda ka ya isi shino amoye jako. Ana gabarin kila ati fi meridi fi mazer sanaji sim itri primary school. Yake nagari namshi tabano kitak berga to shorma wal hajad de kan mafi
ile medida
medida bambe bafra gasa sukar behina tabanari da dumuria o gesi dumuria o shorab abia do bata hadi dikita ter bital bagar dan ita mashi bet hajata de kulu yanda gari namshi de su de kan ayana abu hatna yani buktan be botunna le hasna be ma buktan be botun bital atfal bitatum jena ma yakhallem shi jan السؤال بتاعي للأستاذ يا أستاذ أنت قلت ياكي الكلام اللي بقول ياكي يالما بتردوها more than 95% بتاع مدارس أي جينا نمانيت في registration fees نمانيجي في قاسة الثاني بلقي تردو يال ده في بيت كلام كنت بتقول ياكي والله تبقى تردو يال ده كدب يال ده كل يمشي زرين بس طوالي تردو في البيت أنا كدير كنت تكون معلمين شوية عندكم زوج ياك يا اخوانا كلم ابو حاتم ودين فرصه وكلمه مدين جوابات عشان كليجي لكن ما تترك الجره في المدرسه اذا تركت جينا من المدرسه الليله بس جينا قاعد اسبوع عشان ام وابو فتت القروش وتال القروش بعد اسبوع تقدر تعاود الحصه زين انت مي فور ماي كويشن ذا لاست كويشن از ذيس يا اخوانا دار اقول انه شنو النظام الحاسب ما تم فيه في السيستم بتاع التعليم جينا في بريمال 1 انتو 9 بوكس 10 بوكس عليك على الراس جينا في بريمال 3 بريمال 5 يعني 9 ليسونز
All right,
shukran,
thank you.
Shukran,
thank
Stas
you so much.
Kaja Miraya.
Misa Al-Kef.
Misa Hanur.
Oliver James Medina Yambio.
Naam, Oliver. Fadal Tawali.
Shukran, barnamik bita alela de barnamik de ukwes umohim lannam abuad bita yal algiwel do yal alguraf medersa. Anend suwal taibes itnin. Awal soal tay gural le government ya jama tani naindu yal algidor fisuk magidor medersa u medersa fi al bagder ayn wara yal le al bagder limumon utumon smal waya shanumon bagar taban yal de fitani zat magas makalam fi bet yaw fitani zat ki trudu yal fi bet ashan kanta magas makalam gen fi bet ro fi medersa gom amsi fi mal ta gura fogo o burano bu muradour fi sugna yala uma bidor tan fi medresa sikli yal zere government what is the way forward for these children. This is my questions, and then the second question is as we are parents, how we are going to manage our children so that they go to school, because some of us are manage our children to pay them the good the property of school all now. The children will go to, you see that your child is just moving from morning to going to school. But meanwhile, the child is not going there. The child is just moving to the brothers or the friends and remove the clothes of the schools and live there and go to the market and sell something there. When you move and go to the town, you will see that your child is just buying things in the market. Meanwhile, you're thinking that your child is already in the schools. So this kind of children, how are we going to manage them? Because we are talking to them, they are not understand. So what they can tell us so that we can continue manage the students so that they let them go to school. This
all
is
right.
My two questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Oliver. James from Yambio. Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes.
Biola.
Good evening, James.
Mr. Gerkom, and Moya Jacob.
Mr. Anur Kevinter.
All right, tamam. Alfalam de Biga Jab, Kiriake. Juba Matara, Lila Matara, Fitoin Sauce.
De Barakat.
De Barakat, Gilia, and not my quarry.
Nam.
So Anna Bashkurba, Nami Chadiriak. Al Marasa de Maja Sail. Ya kan ita katete galba fogo ita bageta agara lakini almusula kabiri ya biola muisha bitana biga kap school fee ashante dafa zari de jirima ashante dafa guru bitala inform ya mishila fayal bitana fi yal tanina albuwa draman gawi albu dafa leumani school fee wa alhoa la guru ta inform banade paramaran maba agara fi mahal lakini nazal matayina gara ya asade de ala yala al maindo abuhat wabuhata man fakar haya bitama vizamana harik wakamani yal bita disability uman mutayina garayo lakin abuhata man yao tamande bar disability doma enda goa udera gara yal lakin condition sab lakini yal bita disability bagderesa aduke ma yal ala abuhata man fakar haya bitama vizamana taharib na sawina lbukori bebilil benahar
naam alright taib shukran jisila na James Bel Musharaka Miraya. Radio Miraya.
Mr. Alkir.
Mr. Hanur Kevinta, inshallah kwais.
Ana kwais. Viola, Mr. Alkir.
Mr. Hanur Kevita.
Ana kwais, Abumuna.
Abumuna, fadal tawali. Wow, kif.
Wow, tamam, best mataraj. Tuwaya kida derija.
Motara defa ya mahal. Sharik maana tawali.
Ay, ita arfe ya, Viola. Ito kuli yomi do bukuta bi. Kama ya wallahi.
Shukran.
Ay. Aja waya ndera gulu. Asasi modu bita taalim da oo yaani de gal bita tal dawla anu bale do mafugo taalim anu naskulu umin asasi indina min muftarat hakuma yukut taalim da faawlawiya lanu taalim da huwa almufta albakalli ilbifta insan bakallik tukushi mahal istame بزاد يعني أنا داير أتكلم في منطقة أنا فيه التعليم هنا انتهى التعليم انتهى تماما يا فيولا عندنا برايمال فور قال غابي درس مدرسة عيونو أساسا وعندنا برايمال فايف عيونو قال دي المعلمين هل يجوز كلام ده؟ ده مش بل زول لسه
يا أبو مونا برايماري فور أديل غاي درس ناصري ولا بدرس سينيا ولا ياتو مرحلة
برايم الزات وزات ما بعرف هي حاجة وجاينو قال دي معلم جاي يدرس هل الكلام ده بيمشي يا فيولا
نينا باسمة من دي فان
نينا باسمة من دي فان تانا بعدين
فعشان كده انا دير في دي حكومة ياي النظر في موضوع بتاعت التعليم لانو التعليم ده يوم مفتاع بتاعت بشر بوديك نور بوديك في اي محل بقصتك في احسن مكان عشان كده لازم حكومة يفتح إنه في موضوع بتاع مدارس زي بزاد يا بيولا
نعم
بده وتوسع بتاعي أنا داير أقوله بزاد يعني موضوع بتاع التعليم ده عندنا هنا صعب
نعم شكرا
برايمال فور يجي يدرس يقول جاي يدرس برايمال
رايت شكرا أبو منى فضلينا تقريبا 8 دقيقة لساعة 8 تماما عشان بنمشي الأخبار باللغة العربية إلينا نرفع 2 مكالمات راديو مرايا
مرحبا
نعم مساء الخير
مساء نور جورج أركانجلو من واو
نعم جورج أركانجلو فضل توالي
سيستر أنا جاني أتكلم لديف في استديو في موضوع بتاع مدرسة بترى كده مدرسة بتاع حكومة نانو نتكلم كلام الحقيقة أنا ده أبو يال أنا عندي قريب كمسة يال ستة يال قاعدين أصلا في بيت ما قاعدين أمشي مدرسة وأنا زول معذور أنا ما بقدر أدفع يال بتاعي في مدرسة الكاس ومدرسة الكاس الناس القاعدين تنو سينيافور ذاته ده يعني كانت ليجيزول امتان سينافور جابو كامو سبين كامو تمانين كانت قتلوك اللي اكتب اسمه ما بكتب اسمه يعني مدرسة الكاز شغال بس بس باس بس جينا ناجا ما ناجا اساس بتا مدرسة كاز ذات ما في انت عارف الناس على اساس الجاهلين على اساسين جاهلين في مدرسة كاز في كل اجانب يعني هو بيجي بمشي بس جينا ناجا ما ناجا بقوليك باس عشان سينا رجعت يسجل جينا الناس القادين ناجا اساده wala giga fi yale mafi yala so majikala bita hukuma hukuma gugule education free de when wenu maya la sarsa wenu asarsa gadina hayelo machane umi yeji zoro sonas yan mother sabita hukuma laga saa tamani ya saa tiza yali jefi bed galas yani haja bebe hayirna nanu masakini anza de nanu magadiri yal na magadiri igara mother saa anza ana kalami ukalama de ana zoro disability yal bitai garib sita wala saba gadin si de
nama
gadiri yamche madarsa
alright
ana kasejol tofi madarsa zato muni abiterisu wana maende kuwa chane ni dere ni wodi jana defi madarsa kas
shukran
kusara le doula
shukran alright shukran shukran jocha kena shilu mukala mawahid ubada binemshi le akhbar radio miraya
Viola and Moyo, good evening.
Good evening good to evening. You. You have only 1 minute.
Yeah, but I love Jake.
Yes.
I have one question to the guest.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
If I can, as a boy, when I can pregnant the ladies within in the school, the family can say, I pregnant the girl within in primary 7. They say, beginning from primary 7 up to senior 4, I can must pay the school fee for the ladies. It is good for me as a boy, pregnant already. I can pay school fee for the ladies up to the where he stopped his school. I can pay all the school fee, which is not good. And what is the reason I pay the school fee after I'm pregnant the ladies? That's my question.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but love. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Barnamij Bitana. The first and only Barnamij Bitana. We binemshi le akhbar be lugha arabia. Ubaden na manager adi irajin sa tamania binafta khat maratani. Binadi awal fursa le Dave Bitana. Yala obijuabu le soalat bitakum. Yala na bafata khat maratani. Stay with us and then let us talk again in the second hour of the program.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Journey into the heart of South Sudanese culture with Chai Talk on the Community Conversation Show. Do you enjoy a cup of tea? In South Sudan, it is more than a beverage. It is a tradition. From the blasted streets of Juba to the remotest part of the country, Junubin people from all walks of life sit at tea verandas to sip their tea. This is where stories are shared and friendships are formed. On Chai Talk, we delve deep into the rich heritage of our love for tea alongside many other topics that shape our lives. Tune in as we bring you live discussions and exchange views on our love for tea and other topics. Chai Talk, bringing our rich traditions to life, one cup at a time.
Yes, one cup at a time. It is the Chai Talk of the Community Conversations 101 Radio Miraya. And of course, as we mark the Well Population Day, we want to hear from the parents, teachers, students, the community leaders and young people across South Sudan. Why are children dropping out of school in your communities? And what can parents and communities do to keep children in school? Is poverty the biggest reason children leave school? Or are there other factors? Should school dropout be treated as a national emergency? Can South Sudan build a prosperous future if many young people are not receiving an education? Well, let's find out this and more. For now, we are getting back to our guest, Ostas Emmanuel Ado, who is actually speaking to us on this edition of the Chai Talk. He can respond to a couple of questions that actually might form the members of the public earlier on. Ostas, welcome once again to the second half of this edition of the show.
Thank you very much. To my viewers, I think we have captured some of your questions, and I believe I'm going to clarify it to you. Anamad akit finas tanin kamangasuma ba arabi mundi kainu. matanin makapcha kalam de ko iza man nagoni su benjilizi ana bilang batu injilizi wa arabia shanan na kulu bi fahim
nam nam fadal
shukran fi sual gibel zol ga salu ba inu kalam ta geze asa kutu banat ketir biga ga ko do gurushi madrasa banat biga gidor fi madrasa lakin awlat la wala anu juzu min awlat umon ya o ge saidu fi bet ana bi tafik meta kalam de o felan sa ana zato ka ustaz fi madrasa ana ligita sa nisbata banat biga ketir fi madrasa لانه كلام تجاز سايدو بنات كتير اولاد بيجا كتير انستد لانه في واد علينا فوق ده اولاد ياجي سايدو اصل كان الناس اللي سوق بودا ده مو سمته كل طلبه في المدرسه فاولاد جيت على بره بيجا من مدرسه عشان من غير سايدو اسر تبون الماء بيقدر فوق لكن ده ما بيامن بين ولد ما بيمشي في المدرسه
no.
اولاد برا في المدرسه بس در تشجي we need to sensitize them our government has said that there is free access to education. So we also have to sensitize the boys that you have the role to go to school, just like the girl who is now in the school. I really acknowledge when I see girls are now competing to the highest level in our country. If you look at education, they are doing better than the boys. But it is not contrary that we should also leave our boys out. There is free education. They have to make sure that although they have responsibility in the family, they have also that path of going to education. Fiso Altani Bardo, someone is asking about payment of his school fees. After parents paying first installment, when it comes to second installment, children are being chased from the school, yet parents have not received salaries.
Mm.
Yes, you are right. As a classroom teacher, I will concur with you. Education is not a free entity completely. It involves both parents and teachers' relationship.
Mm.
You guide the children at home. You bring will provide learning. Provision of learning is not for free. Of course, there are scholastic materials required in the schools. So if you don't pay that token of money, the teachers will not be paid. Chalks will not be bought in the school. Access to drinking water in the school, and even electricity, printing of papers. Where do you think this money comes from? Hajade kulu der. Gurush. So kalam alnas gida fa gurush installment da ashan albesita biligode ita bijibu fi madrasa lakin kala ada annasa zato biga da tana hina tajrubinta once kan rosi jilu jana abu hadgu umahadgu wadru min madrasa musulmi ari kul gisi bula ustaz biyamil shunu
naam
waraga kan mafi fi madrasa
hala mafi makeni zimtani al masalan na teachers wale madaris bugumbo ashan min bituruji alde fi madrasa mafi haja tani bagdera amulu zigibelo gasid binu fi awraq kan zaman bikatifuli abu hatakum ashan amon bijadafa gurush to remind them
naam ana wagif mwana mutakit yala algir turujua sedefi madaris ana gibelo rifi bidaya fi talata kategoris ta madaris anendo fi junub sudan fi madarisa hakumia yala magi turujua fi bed fi madaris fatawu fi junub sudan ini kimia madaris alta gasma private school madaris kaze madaris ya fatawu li business de dorta wazara terbia wa talim ubi rasul inspectors ashan bi check madaris zelle ana yazat hindi jana taifi madarisa jana kanta madafa gurush min fi bab guwe dikerit jana dama vidakal fi juwa madarisa
rawo di labutaki
faith based school madarisa kenisa ana gizirisi madarisa kenisa madarisa kenisa gisait hakuma ashan kif yal al der yelgo talim mun magdir ligo al talim fi madarisa nin kois mun biligo fi madarisa kenisa anihna fi madaris ta kenisa bezat anihna magira suli yal fi bet de last resort kan gira suli jena fi bet li anu wadi kabara li abu keda abu ya abu mageja abu had min kan sejilu jena nas mageja fi madresa bikatifu waraga de bishilu bikutufolata tayib madresa bi communicate kev ma itaka abu kadira suli jena taki gali keleta jafi madresa ta mageja
ashan barufu mushkila de shi
mushkila de barufu kan ita mindu me ita bija wanisu aham mahajina der talim ta yal ita bije shajia madrasa betrigalsa lakini ita kan magi doru de majena burasoleta fi beten kelta zato feel hal jena de kan igeni fi bede o ya kwes bel kanana kan roma majena de fi madrasa o ya kwes warning letters efi guwadi ile baada madarisanin alqas albis le business ana bitafik ma parental gal yal gi rasulu fi bede de hajal galat le ana yal de mun mendum zamun derin ya hagga talim tomon fa dur tanata bu hat kaman annak rishilu annak dar jena dana rasulina ga lazim jena de bistahik le haja في سؤال ثاني كمان أسألو بأنو في إيال جيتالا من بيت لكنو من مغو وصلو في مدرسة
نعم بيتر اسكوبا سيندو سؤال ثاني وقاعد يقول في مشكلة في سيلابس بكون ولا قال تلقى جينا في أمور بكون نسا في P2 ولي P3 لكن بكون اندو تيسا lessons. Derumi no bukunze tiza wala ashara karasat. Leze de.
Asasan, mawatal nendo do kamsa, matisa. Lakini takan ligo injilizi de, fi piwande injilizi de muksum ala ajza. Fi handwriting, dajo karasto barao. Eta biligo hajetindu ilaka ma writing skills, grammar, dendu karasto barao. Yani karasa kijago sila di tisa de, le anu gesimu hajade darusa gerulo mona fi karasta handwriting barao, fi karasta comprehension betala barao, karasta grammar betala barao, di agosu latisa. Lakini mawat algi derisu fiptida, iya hu kamsa, mawat, kalahada. Ile fi senawi, ana bitafik ma means, kamsa fi iptida, iya takunusul bi senawi nendu sitashar mada. Wasla sabatashar fi lugat tani na nama, balisa magi derisu, lakini minutare bi luga kiswahili fi inak. Anendu
Faransa
fi enak, Arabi fi, Injilizi fi. Wosulu lahadi kam? Lahadi 16 mawad. 16 mawad, kanta eno gap. Between primary student and secondary student, it is really difficult for a child to cope up immediately. From 5 subjects to 16 subjects. So that one needs a child who has a good foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, this is where you'll find that there is a problem. Yeah.
Now, fisu ada tani bardo damin Oliver James Fiambio, they are who gades albino, what is the way forward? Kef and Muchama Kakul be manage Iyala and Master Nabitala Mimbed, believe Sugmaster Medresa, or Tarama Bosal Medresa Burala, Lifu Beterictu, Fisuk, or the Bukun Fimahalatanin, Biga Gishtaga Sholatanin.
Nam, Oliver James, Altake Defi Mahalto, they are Hajal Bikalina, you need to have what is called Parents and Teachers Association. That Parents and Teachers Association creates relationship between parents and teachers in the school. Jana la magetala sabah, itaka abu, ita be make sure jana de tala beze ita medresa, uogura fi medresa. Ita sometimes bija fi medresa zata bija eno hal jana de usulu ele mo usulu. Wa nihna fi medresa, we have what is called a daily class attendance. The class attendance, jana kan maja alela, anihna kanama liyom, yoma tani, anna tuwali, we call back the parents. Ana sabiga fi asra al-awlama, anihna inda na telephone to parents. Al-fi madaris. Na bidugu jena dema ya umbari fi madrasa hasalushunu. De, bikali fi ilaka ben idara ta madrasa wa abuhad. Fi hala de, anna jiri bugobu duna ligo felan iyalal, gitala minbed, begumasha madrasa, lakin gija akir finus. Fazamana gubur jena tagamulu shunu, gali ya kana gakir le sabitae, ugid legetu gurushta boraboda. Fa uyo mi kanana girija min madrasa ana giligo wendo gurush ana mendo gurush ana kamandar lega to gurush kel ta janada fa kutulma abu had biga gay follow iyal zeda ana fi madrasa kalas bi shaddid ma ita jamu takir malu na binadrab la abu o gitala minak abu barru bi follow that is why na gal musuliya de ma besle asatsa musuliya ta taalim de le abu had umahad ulani naka asatsa fil madaris naam fi soal tani Fizol gati yasal Abu Muna wele munu min wawu. Ya, ba innu ulahi sahaja fi wawu. Primary levers, primary four, gideri sukaman yalta nefsal fesil. Da, you are right. Anasuma bekalamde ketir. Lakin dor tawazarateri biya chunu fi wilaya alita fogo hinagda. Ma there is inspectors. On timely basis, inspectors bijabe ayinu. Teachers training, halfifi inakule mafi. They can mafi manatu der hakuma igumbi mchhud kebir. Hakuma lazim be trained teachers. Wa anarif mostly, anina asa fi Junub Sudan, anna masha ilin education as a priority. Le anu, nasa algaro taalim, algaro terbia, asa moza mtomun, mon kulu rahalu le mahala talimu ngifeti jifogo gurush, mahala albiyat fa gurush kweis. Yani hina begina shivna taalim da, ubes le nasa altahat. Fa ita bitalga kida biga naks, ya satsa satsa biga mafi ha shan yal de mai kun gaidin fi bet sakit ya o diamond they have been kept in the school tabi ligo nefsu janata sanaraba gal gidir su janata sanaraba altala min sanatal tagidir su janata sanatal ta anihna machine wen mafi haja jadid na gidir su lakin al mufajata bi yasma fi imtihanat hukuma gitala bayan yal de naja tab naja de naja kef manata fi kalal fi mahal tani hna so der hukuma bukun be mujhud kabir akuba bukum be dor der rasel inspectors hata la mustawa ta wilayat hina kalina jamma maalumat asad sadifi hal muqarrar lakum wajid gidir isu le magidir isu fa iza kan magidir isu mana tani hina ma machine gidam biar janna le sual al gibal 15 years from now what are we aiming to see exactly is the country going to develop or not That is where I will find that there is a gap if we are continuing with such problems.
Bine, shufa taasir bita yala lasima bukun fi madari zishunu ila mustaqbal bita junuba Sudan. Naam, I think the akhir min sual, tegriba ninda na sual min George Arkanjilo bardo fi wawo, lakina sual bita unepsa zi sual gerima sual ta abumuna hinaka fi wawo. Wahasi binedi fursa mara tani le... مستمعين بتاعنا في كل مكان عشان يتصلوا لنا وبرضو يشارك معنا في برنامج بتاعنا تليل أرقام بتاعنا تستديو لسه 0912-06-79-09-09-09-06-81-01-01 أو كمان تبقدر رسل لنا رسالة في 0912-177-141 رجع مرايا
Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, this is Paul Samuel. I'm calling from Yambio.
Samuel from Yambio.
Yeah, Paul. Paul Samuel. Yes.
Yes, Paul Samuel.
Yeah, you have brought in a very nice topic for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to put something a little bit also to add my voice to those who have contributed already. Well, for our children to go to school and to stay in school. So one of the things that needs to be is we need to strengthen the educational policy of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several ways that is hindering the education system. One of the things is that you may find things has become difficult in the town, and most of the citizens have moved from town to rural areas instead of farming areas. So they all move with their children. Then you find in the rural areas, there are no schools there, and there are no proper teaching methodologies there.
Mm-hmm.
There are people there, those who are sitting there, you may find, like what our colleague said in Wau, so that is not only happening in Wau, it's also happening in some parts of this state.
That what? Witnesses, that what?
That is, there are people, there, you can find somebody who is a teacher, who have only completed maybe P6, probably P6. So, P6 can teach P6 at times. This one is happening. And you find those people, they have interest to help their children.
Mm.
But what to do for those people is the government needs to motivate the teacher. At least to elevate the interest, we need to do something for the teacher. This is one point that
we have. All right.
Another point is they need to say something which they implemented. Like if we say free education. Of course, that free education will be free in a way that children will be going to those schools. They are given a lesson every day on their basis. Not you say free education and children, people send their children to school. Reaching there, teachers are not coming. So here, it affects the nation and it even affects the learning program of our
country. All right.
Thank you so much, you. Samuel Paul from Yambio. Radio Miraya.
Beola and Mojo Kofala, good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
This is me, David Mogok from Wau.
Yes, David.
We appreciate you people. You have brought a professional teacher in the studio. But we have some few questions to him. Number one. The professional teachers like you have deserted education because of very many reasons that you know. No salary, no job allowances, no motivation, and so forth. What will be the way forward now so that we bring back the professional teachers to education? Number two, priorities of education are not being prioritized in the parliament and in the council of ministers. The budget given to education is not enough. That's why you have seen there is problem. What do you think now as a professional teacher or somebody concerned to be the way forward to prioritize education? Because the more people who have education in the country, the more there will be change in politics and in everything. But if education is not being prioritized, the country will not go ahead. Lastly, is about the training. Teachers by now, if you go to the universities, nobody is interested to be admitted in education. Like I'm working in the university, but at the time of admission, all the students have left education. They did not completely, one of them did not even fill education in the admission form. Mm-hmm. The reason is that they have thought that education completely in South Sudan is not being considered and is even useless. If you see people are being asked, did you not get even teaching? So how will you people really exactly bring back the interest of education to the people, especially the young people who are going to the university now? They have seen teaching is not professional. Teaching is even doesn't have income. And it's supposed to be prioritized in the country. What do you think will be the way forward for it? Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, David Magok, for that. Radio Miraya?
You're here.
نعم تلبوك مساح الخير
مساء النور كيف انت
انا هنا كويسين في استديو مرحب طوالي في برنامج بتاعنا
انا كويس مرحب طوالي
شكرا يا برادر انا بسلم والاستاذ والقائد في الاستديو
شكرا
وكمان انا بشكر ديفيد مغوك هو ذول كتو على الاسئلة الجميل يلا الحاجة دي نسأل لان حاجة قصير بس
نعم
ولا جاء أستاذ الأستاذ ياو الزور البارب الحاجة والآسل الليلة وبكرة يا لانو المدرس البريسيدن وكمان الدكتور وكمان فايلر كلهم ياو أستاذ المدرس الياد زيدا هلا لا فعنينا التعليم التربية والتعليم بتاع جنوب السودان الموضوع هو الخلي التربية والتعليم بتاع جنوب السودان يكون ضعيف في كل 10 ولايات وثلاثة إدارة شنو أنا ما أنا أعرف الموضوع شنو لأنه ناس كتارين بقول سالري لكن زمان ما يننا سالري وزمان أننا قاعدين نمشي في المدرسة ومدرسة قوي لكن الآسة في حاجات يعني زي الانسانيتيف وشنو التربية والتعليم في المدارس الحكومية ضعيف شديد
نعم
مشكلة من وين؟
كدنا ركز في تأثير بتاع إيالة لسا يجي تالا برا من مدارس زي بيكون شنو من سنة let's say 5 to 15 years to come تأثير بتاعه بيكون شنو في جنوب السودان
تأثير بتاعه لان لحاجة ده يعني التربية والتعليم بتاع جنوب السودان أننا زي الشباب بتاع جنوب السودان دارنا يعني يكون تربية يعني يكون قوي لكن ما عندنا طريقة عشان يكون تربية يرجع لي زمان لأن زمان من 2012 أرجع ورا يعني تربية يكون كويس تلقى زول وقعد في سنة رابعة وعنده حاجة في راسه بتاعه لكن الآن تلقى زول قاعد في سينيفور وما قادر عشان يكتب شنو الجواب يعني شنو برجع للأثر هو القاعدين في جنب الصبورة لأنه الحاجة ده لو أننا خلينا زي ده عشان يكون ما في الحاجة يكون فوق الكورسات والشنو للأستاذين والقاعدين في المدارس الحاجة ده ما بمشي قدام التربية ده ما بمشي قدام
right.
كمان ما في زول عشان يكون بعدين عنده حاجة بقول أنا عندي علم في شنو في تجاه بتاع التربية والتعليم
alright تولبوك thank you شكرا للمشاركة بتاعك تولبوك إني لي فرصة لزول تاني راديو مرايا
يلا
نعم
مساء الخير
مساء النور
Yeah, Moi Jacob.
Yes, gale one cup at a time. Chai talk, Musu?
Itara ana bada ma viola yesa sana na made kore kore wala kesho.
Eh wana ma kore kore za to kala mde. Kevin Ten, shala kwes.
Ana bada maita ana kwes alhamdulillah. Ana kan bada maita bukun mushila lana.
Ana arfu, ana arfu.
Ana wari leta galbe sio mitnini uyo mjuma. Yo marbe hada mungkin tabi bada mo marfu mushila.
Same.
Na mshariki wana tawali.
Sheikh Arana Bussalem Kul Mustamin Bita Radio Mirai Fazal Misa. Ana Bugul Sheikh Aleko Mashan Barnam Galtum Bijibo Fi Radio Miraya Mugan Nakan Gita Shilfogo Mugan Nas Basuma Nas Barov Fi Agat Al Bajal Fi Muktama Zol Bamul Kef. Itarof Tasil Al Mugan Al Bamul Yal Bitana Sidiyan Itabayanu Yana moderation al kanawol salama hiya mafi mwakani gidere shukwezi denasu kubarkani lakana la sereta bana moderation al kanawol di umona serebiga shibu deresa ashanu gurusha mafi yata bainu yani zol shab mwakini bideresu jana sokel bagide deresu zaa jana gaya na serefi yani fi muktama yani tabaru jana indu umulu tamantashara sana wakun moderis da yal ba mul tasil le yal betana lano yana mabag de dere so mwendo kibira ma yan ma ali muzato tabon zaman fit ali mal mungkin bali mo moderisin zeri fogo al al kef o bag de dere so gana lakin di mafi tasil de bag minishino kalam bita gurush moderisin akana wolendo endo kibira kwesta na kef o bag de dere so lakin de mafi lakin ajal na ba mul ya shiru nena ka buyal ya bag del dafa yal bitana gurusha na gidafa da mugin bag de dafa moderation fi medresa lakin de mafi mahia mafi na ba mul shiru lakin nana baul alfi ana kede wodi ajal shiru yal bitana de munya fi musaqbal umuna bag de sadana fi musaqbal shukran ya yerele
shukran okay
radio miraya
Yola.
Naam.
Tamam.
Anehna kwaisi initakum kif hinaka.
Wala ma bakala alhamdulillah maakum Bashir Ibrahim fi yangu.
Naam Bashir Ibrahim fadal thawali.
Ana bandar naru mi ustaz al daris dwe sidja maakum hina. Allah ana bad mara shafin si munazama ka wajh gan shuf man benazba bita nasawin fi madar bita barak fi madar lakin babu lakin ma ga dumun yani hayat tabaari kama nizama baji bikulu namu maami kini manibu wanadu kuri bisharafi lakini la yaulati lakini manu mabalaga talibu ya madara zde
kia
ustaz maami kini haja dewa sada na sawin
shabaga bitak shoye ya taba na Bashir Ibrahim na magas meita kweiz hawa
nitiselena
mara tani kere nishilu mukala ma wahid awa itneni radio miraya ilo
wende kore
Naam, misah al-khair.
Evening, madam.
Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Oscar from Babaroke.
Yeah, I'm Oscar.
I'm Kef Historia.
Nehina Kweisin, Marhab Tawali.
I'm right, I'm Jevlan, I'm Oscar al-Bagber. I'm Oscar al-Malagi, I'm Oscar al-Dukre. Allah, Amen.
We also lost him, unfortunately. One more caller, Rudy Miraya. Yes. Yeah, which with us?
Hello?
Nah, Munumana?
No.
Radio Miraya.
Yes, Major.
Yes.
Karbina from Wulu.
Michael from Wulu.
Karbina, not
Karbino. Karbino from Wulu.
Yeah.
Nah, marhab.
Yeah, أنا مراحبكم في إيزا.
نعم.
أوه، تعرف ما كله بتعليم ده يعني ده حاجة كبيرة. يعني إذا جينا في حاجة العمل ضربة ولا نال ليال بتمارس ده يعني ده حاجة كتير. واحد منهم يعني environment بتاع السكول إذا ما كويس يعني ده بكل جنة ما بكون مرتاح بدير يكون مدارس البنو كويس يعني وبعمل أتراك للكوميونيتي وحتى الدرجة يعني
نعم
ده واحد من الحاجات
التأثير بتاعه بكون شنو يا جربينو؟ إيال لهسه جي دروب أوت بقى في إيال كتير في شوارع، في إيال كتير ما يمشي مدارس. التأثير بتاعه بكون شنو في البلد ده؟ يعني مستقبل بس جنوب السودان ده بكون كيف لو إيال بقى كتير في شوارع وكتير بقى ما يقرأوا؟
إلا يكون في كتب الوزارة التعليم القومي بعمله، واحد منهم يكون في تدريب للمدرسين. إذا شفت يعني تغيير بتاع المنهج في كل 4 سنة ده يعني بكون مشلة. حتى منهج اللي جابوا جديد يعني ده كان فيه يعني إسا كثير للمدرسين، خاصة المدرسين المدربة. إذا جينا لحاجة بقولوا يال بتاع جريفور مدرس في مدرسة الكلام ده ما في معلوم، لأنه أصلا كل مدرسين بيشيلوا من سينيور فور، لكن فانديشن بتاع مدرسين اللي أو كان ما كويس من بدري. فموجي يقولوا قال شعلم من فرامير فور، ما فرامير فور بدرس المدارس هسا، كلام ده ما في معلوم.
Alright, شكرا جربينو لمشاركة بتاك. ودا جبنا لنهاية بتا مكالمات بتانا. بندي حسي فرصة دا لجيس بتانا هنا لديف بتانا في استيديو أستاذ إيمانويل لادو، عشان ممكن يرد لجزء من 2 أو 3 أسئلة سألو، وبعد داك بنمشي بنديو فرصة خلي يقول لنا الرسالة بتاعه الأخير we will conclude the program.
Thank you very much. All the listeners for your questions and those who have also contributed for the program. Ana Birija Tani, Lena Sal Asalu Asila Tomon, Fiwaitismu David, meanwhile.
David Mako.
David, I agree with you. Most of the teachers that we have currently, the professional teachers, some of them have deserted the schools. Al Mushila, Unifsal Sabah Palita Kalamta, Adam Adafe. عشان التعليم يمشي قدام الويل بيطلع من حكومة. For any country to be derived ahead, we have to first understand the educational system of our country. Mm-hmm. What do we have and where are we heading to? Kanita maga itatfa asatsa. Ma ita bukur hatimshi fi maash. Aha umunu beji warak. Ma fizul beji warak. Baje de gura lewen. Baje de lazim yemshi de taalim. De awlawiya. Professional teachers zegi sibu تعليم لأنه ما تنسى أستاذ زين دو أسرة سو أستاذ زو ما حجر قايت هنا قالوا بس بديرسو يالو من دو آية حجر ويلا يالتا أستاذ مونيا بجا ديرسو يالتا أستاذ ما قيتا لعيان يالتا أستاذ دير أكل فأستاذ لو ما لقى حجر دي برد أستاذ بسيبو تعليم تدريز أستاذ برافرسو شوكول في محل تاني فسؤال تاني تاسالو عن بجت القاملو البجت القاملو طبعا دي حكومة يا بيعرف أو لو يتا بجت قراوين والثاني براوين والثالث براوين، لكن أنا بنختار لازم يكون في نظام تربية وفي ترينينج لتيتشرز دائما قاموله. ده في سؤال تا ديفيد في واحد اسمه تولبوك أو بيتكلم عن ما في proper system the education في South Sudan. Policies are there. خطة ده في the policies are passed. وأنا متأكد policies في South Sudan من أحسن policies في education بس كيف أن إحنا بإنفوذ عشان ينفسوا policies ده عشان ينفسوا policies ده در أنا وإيتا وناس المسؤولين في حكومة أن إحنا نتفق وأن إحنا ندى قروش عشان كيفية أن إحنا بدأكتر نعرف بلد ده فوق لأنه policies ده في ورقة حاجات جنوب السودان ده جيافة في ورقة كله في هناك لكن عشان نبكوتو في عمل ده يهو بيقى مشكلة تانا فأنا كله كده فتستريق عشان كيف نبكوتو حاجات ده في عمل. أنا بتفق مع غربينو، غربينو بيقول one of the reason الإيال تانين get drop out من مدارس بي أتا مدرسة ذاته ما ملائم لإيال it is not a conducive environment. مش في ولايات دي برا أنا ما شفت تانين جزء من مدارس تانين خاص في ولايات دي حتى داك الجوبة هنا ذاته عندنا مشكلة في مدارس. We have some private schools which are not supposed to be set as a school. A private school with a range of just a plot of 20x20
galida
madrasa madrasa gisilo aktar min kumsumia sutumia de kay fi afusul leka min akadadi atayal kam ashan madrasa yakun madrasa ma fi muwasafat ada zaman bikallim bayn wal agla salim fi jisma salim da wa ma sakit lazim madrasa yakun fi mahalta physical education
exercises or sports.
Yana marad ma bifham lakin fesil lakin kan talabara outdoor activities yana bifham fogo.
Ofimi daris jambusuk.
Aha, fimi daris jambusuk. Yana hal balto bukun yo fesil. Wele balta yana buga fisunuga hasil fisuk bara enak. Eh mashakil tanin. Madaris tanin tagani ya reg al fatile suk, tanin le mahalata disco, tanin gidamta barat. Aha, yatu ya talim hasa. Nifsa hajo gayan fehela o gayan yade gerib ma madrasa. Hakuma kederija inspectors kere check madaris tanade. Kadanna guwe di ruksa. Le madaris kalanna roayenu hal shikil ta madrasa de o behtaj kida kun madrasa. Ma bes kadanna suma hakuma kelim gali khalas access free education de khalas salakan tete sejara kede dirisunas. Jena algura de subi tete sejara de makamono de radana toda shono biyasma. Ena tode keduayenu hajal sawen. Fadana mkuni buweri juwa bubisiri kalam.
Nama itamu fadalena kama nbosita bodile na risala bitaka la akhiri.
My last message is let us not lose chances. Always there is hope. Let us work together as communities. Let us work together to help our government. Let the government also listen to the queries of the people within the community. Because to build a nation, we have to stick to education. That is why I started earlier. I said that education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the whole world. If South Sudan has to change, we have to change our educational system. And we have to allocate enough budget. We have to train our teachers, and we have to pay our teachers better.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stasi Mariel. Thank you for your time and for joining us to speak to our audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We have come to the end of this edition of the show. And we thank you also, the listeners, for your active participation and your insightful contributions in to the program. And as we commemorate the World Population Day, we are reminded very much that South Sudan's greatest asset is actually its young people. And so education remains one of the most powerful tools for transforming lives, reducing poverty, promoting peace, and also supporting national development.
That's right, Moyo. Every child that stays in school represents hope for a better future. Every classroom filled with learners represents an investment in South Sudan's future. If we are serious about building a stronger nation, then keeping children in school must be a priority for all of us. Parents, teachers, and also leaders of this country. Let us remember that investing in education is investing in South Sudan's future. From us in the studio, thank you so much for tuning in to the Chai Talk segment of the Community Conversation Show on Radio Mirai. I have been your host, Viola Elias.
Yes, and my name is Moyo Jacob Felix. Of course, one cup at a time every Friday. And we bid you a very good night, very good weekends in the company of Radio Mirai. And goodbye.